This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, die Wahl der richtigen Sticks kann alles verändern. Bei Meinl Stick & Brush ist jeder Stick perfekt gematcht. Pitch und Weight abgestimmt für absolute Balance. Premium-Qualität made in Germany. Spür den Unterschied, Meinl Stick & Brush.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Mink, plus Slip and Slides, and iPod Nano. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Five.
I remember spooning at the putt-putt. Angel Skinner was a B-cup. Had a push-up bra full of fortitude. Had these pliers 1 year. A 10-foot ranker was my first boat. Always anchored cause it didn't float. But she jump-started my Evan Roots. Now these days when I sail through my hometown. I've raised my beer up high and make that twist top sound. Cause it reminds me of my first name. The supple knob that I'll never forget. Henry Lee on the radio. A meat nipple like spaghetti. Feels good and I know it's a sin. I can't wait to pinky hook its twin. Oh, how I wish that I could go back in time. Just a putt-putt again.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The Bob and Tom Show is what we've slapped together here. There's there's Christy Lee.
Hey.
Pat Godwin.
Hello.
Jess Hooker's there.
Hey.
Hi, Jeff Oske.
Hey, buddy.
Ace Cosby.
Hey.
I'm Josh Arnold. There's Tom.
I'm getting myself educated over here.
What are you teaching yourself about?
Well, I'd forgotten that story about animal rights activists releasing tens of thousands of minks, but I was doing some homework. It's actually mink. It's like mink. Deer.
That's kind of, I thought that's kind of how we've been saying it.
Somebody
saying minks?
Yeah, me.
No.
But did you know this? Well, I'll ask you. Does anyone know what you're supposed to call a group of minks? For example, you've got, murder of crows.
Sure.
A flamboyance of flamingos, a pod of whales.
A musk of minks?
A musk of minks is not correct, but that would be good.
A coat of minks.
Yeah, that's would have been my guess.
Yeah.
A coat of minks. That would be really cruel. that would be like saying a salad of chicken.
Right.
Yes. No, it's a company of mink.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
A company of mink.
A company.
Yeah, that's
like they're an acting troupe.
Yeah. It sounds sophisticated.
Or a ballet group, yeah.
But apparently, and someone wrote me a note here saying, If you've ever been around a mink, you would not protest making them into coats. They are horrible beings.
That's what I've heard.
I get off on this a lot. On this topic.
On mink?
What video are you about to show?
No.
You get off on a topic a lot.
And sorry. I always love these words. The standards, we always talk about murder of crows. Anybody remember ravens?
Of ravens?
That'd be good, but it's not. An unkindness of ravens, a parliament of owls, a flamboyance of hairdresser.
Flamingos. Sorry. We knew that one.
Now, I had never heard this one. A group of cats, a clouder of cats.
That's a class. I love that one.
That's good.
And I've heard this one, a crash of rhinos.
Yes.
That's a weird one.
That's a good one, too. I bet they'll crash into things.
Yeah, big.
Yeah, they're not known for their delicate work.
No. Yeah, no.
You've never seen a rhino putting together some Legos. A pod of dolphins. I didn't know that. A school of fish, of course. Turtles, anybody? A bale of turtles.
Bale.
And then me leaving this topic is bailing on this topic.
Awesome.
A couple of more of those. A skulk of foxes and a romp of otters, which is appropriate because otters are known for having fun stuff and going down slip and slides. And
yeah, they're fun. They're a fun little, on the opposite of a mink. They're cute and fun.
That reminds me. Over the weekend, Kelly brought home an off-brand slip and slide.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You got to stick with the good one, I guess. There was the only one they had left.
Yeah.
You know what it is, Christy? It's like this giant sheet of plastic.
Yeah, of course I know what it's
hose to. You attach a hose to it, and it's supposed to squirt the water onto the plastic.
Right.
But you would need 40 people holding onto the thing where the water is because it was shooting the water the other way. And I swear this thing, by the time the girls tried to slip and slide on it, this thing must have been made of sandpaper. They'd run up and
slip and slide.
Flop down and go nowhere. So
that was, slip and slides are the best.
Yeah.
So I ended up just getting a hose, putting it on the sprinkle thing and kind of getting it all wet. Okay, go ahead.
My parents were really good at finding the rockiest portion of the yard.
Yeah.
The key to that is you've got to buy a roll of that foam.
Oh, for God's sake. I've never done that. We used to buy...
guys, put Rhino Tough on the ground. Yeah. Or Rhino Shield, whatever the hell that is.
AstroTurf. Your kids are...
we improvised. We had a good time.
We would buy the painter's plastic because it was really heavy. And
the Visqueen?
Yes, yeah. And then slide down that with a hose. Like,
but
it
you didn't
even
put foam underneath.
No, God, no. No, my parents hated it.
The grass underneath sure looks good when you're done, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, many great reasons to do this.
Right.
Yeah, but we had it all going. It was fun. I don't recommend some of the off-brands. You're better off just getting Visqueen and a sprinkler because you can just leave the sprinkler on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a much better way to do it. Okay, I don't know how we got off on this topic, and I apologize.
Man, we used to hate the slip and slide. And then one of my brothers went, "Hey, what if we did downhill?" And it was a lot better.
Yeah.
Kept trying to run up the thing.
Some Dawn dish soap. Yeah.
We had like the kids little playground, and they had the yellow slide, and we put the slip and slide at the bottom of that, so they would come down the slide, then slip across the
yard.
They love that.
Very good. Very good. What else is going on in sports?
Oh, kind of sports related. The Breckenridge Ski Resort in Colorado is cleaning up. The snow melted. Workers discovered 780 pounds of discarded items during their annual mountain cleanup day.
300 of that was just a fat guy.
Among the haul, broken phones,
it wasn't Mount Everest, where most of the litter is human corpses.
They found AirPods, a spatula, a driver's license, a long-forgotten iPad Nano.
I wonder why one would need a spatula. Any theories?
What is that all about, Tom?
It's either one of the cooks was taking a chairlift up to one of the kitchens up on top.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, maybe you could...
froze to the chair and they got you off at the spatula.
There you go. I don't know. Maybe it could. Maybe it would be helpful to
like
put
like a mini ice scraper.
Maybe to put your ski boots on. I don't know. I don't know.
A shoehorn. Right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe somebody just went, "Hey, why the hell do I have this?" and tossed it out.
But I mean, obviously, the main thing they find are cell phones.
Oh yeah.
Right. And vapes, it sounds like. More than 150 employees took part in the cleanup, which the resort calls both an environmental duty and a team-building event. The most unusual find, a message in a bottle, which turned out to be someone's COVID-19 vaccination card.
That's true. Huh. But what I thought was kind of funny, there was nowhere in this does it mention finding marijuana. Now, you're in Colorado.
Well, maybe I'm sure if they found marijuana or coke, they just put it in
their pocket.
Didn't find anything. Didn't find any cash or marijuana or cocaine.
Like, the only way I would be cool with this as an employee having to do this is if afterwards you put it all out on a table and everybody just gets to one at a time. You know. Hey, I get the iPad Nano. Yeah. You get the...
Like at the police station.
Yeah.
iPad Nano, they stopped making those a while back.
Yeah.
I still have one because they're good for swimming.
Oh, yeah.
There's a company that waterproofs them.
That's cool.
And you you clip them to the back of your swim goggles.
Is the Nano the little square thing?
Yeah.
It just had the circle to go back and forth.
Cool. Yeah, you can still get them. They're great if you like to swim with you want to have the show on or a book or whatever.
That is better. I've been swimming with my laptop
strapped to your back.
That's problematic. You have to hold it up.
Damn,
you have to hold it up like John Cusack and say anything.
Yeah. Really obnoxious. Like I'm trying to cross the Mekong.
I didn't put the whole article here for you, but there is a point where in which a one woman, they found a phone that was a couple years old, and it was still working. Still functional. So, yeah, because you're on those chairlifts, and it's easy to drop stuff because you're wearing gloves and you take them off. But they actually had how many iPhones they found versus Androids and the whole thing. And a couple years ago, they found Sonny Bono, funny enough.
I forgot that it took them a while to.
Yeah. It was a big snowdrift. Didn't melt.
And he was a short fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm assuming, did they find way more iPhones than Androids since it was Breckenridge?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's a very good guess.
Not one cricket.
I don't get the connection.
Android people are pores.
Oh.
Pores.
They're the pores.
Haves and the haves not.
Okay. The Android, a relic from the Anthropocene era.
Yes.
Yes, the Nano.
I was not aware of that.
I don't know. Is that really a thing?
I made that up.
Look, I found an Android. Somebody give me a garbage can.
No, but people with iPhones the people I know who have iPhones tend to have...
Hey, careful.
More money?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
But there's also a cult aspect to it.
Right.
I was having coffee with a friend of mine, and he's got this... He has an Android phone, and he was showing me stuff that the iPhone can't do.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Really cool.
Yeah.
One of your sons is Android, right? He doesn't like the iPhone at all. Same,
I made him convert.
Oh, did he convert it?
Oh, I just took him out of the will.
Well, we got to convert you, too, for a while there. You had the other phone.
Early on.
In
any event, I've always wondered what they'd find at the bottom of these ski hills, so it's kind of a fun thing. But no weed report.
And no prosthetics? Like you will at amusement parks?
A disappointing number of fake legs.
Disappointing.
They found the crazy nose glasses.
Yeah, but there are. I have on multiple occasions seen skiers that have one leg and
just
a couple different ways they can ski, and more power to them.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's amazing.
Are people going down the slopes with the phones filming themselves? Is that
GoPro?
Is that common?
All the time.
GoPro and the helmet.
Why not? That's pretty cool.
Do you remember the thing? I forget if it was this season or last season where there's someone filming their friend, and all of a sudden you see a bear come out of the woods and start chasing the skier.
If I remember correctly, it was a sizable bear. Yeah, it looked horrifying.
Yeah.
And she left a trail, that person, too.
That slope wasn't a green or a blue when she was done.
Brown, yeah.
Okay, well, fun stuff. Thank you very much. Do we have any more sports?
No.
There's no world record, right?
No, teacher, you forgot to give us homework.
Well, I had one, but it was so boring, I didn't do it.
Can you imagine how bad it is if he thinks it's boring?
Yeah.
Now
want
I have to know what it is.
We have to do it.
Want to hear it now?
Yeah. No.
Okay, well, this is the one I didn't want to send you.
Okay.
The source is the Guinness World Record Book, of course.
Yeah.
A father and son from South Carolina. No, so far, so good. I love South Carolina. They've broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to fly to all the contiguous United States national parks.
No, I'd like to hear this one.
Oh, really? That's kind of cool.
Mark and Andy Wilson visited 51 national parks in 15 days, 6 hours, and 46 minutes,
well, that's
including parks in Hawaii and Alaska.
Whoa.
Because, you know, it's about the journey.
Wow.
How'd you like the park? I didn't really see the volcano. Yeah. I was getting back in the plane.
Did they just take off, land and take off, land and take off, land and
they
take
must
off?
Have.
They had to, right?
But these guys are nature lovers, and it says they encourage everyone to enjoy the beautiful ecosystems that exist in America.
I think they're plane lovers.
I didn't know that there were runways in national parks.
Well, they're probably, they probably find places that are nearby. But yeah, I thought that was incredibly boring. But it's, you know, obviously a nice plug for the national.
15 hours. Think about that.
Yeah, that's astounding. I don't get it.
I mean, it takes 4 to get to Hawaii from California.
Well, this just shows the battery length of an iPad.
You know what, though? 51 state parks. Is that what it is? National parks,
yeah.
Rather?
Yeah.
There could be 36 in California alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But they went to all of them. They didn't really get to enjoy them.
Right, right.
So you can see
what I'm saying is they didn't have to go from Maine to Alabama to Yellowstone.
Right. Well, I imagine when they planned it out, rather than like some of our friends in the rock and roll industry who, well, we're in Alaska, then we're in Florida, then we're in Montreal, then we're in Texas. But it
is less interesting knowing that maybe it was only 3 states total.
Yeah.
But they went to 51 of them.
I understand.
I love this. He's too good at it.
And you didn't want to
All
do
of a sudden
it.
He's defending it.
Don't you understand how the show works? I switch sides at will.
That's one of my favorite parts.
What do you got over there?
A growing number of health experts say FOPO. You know what that means?
Fear of passing out.
Close.
Fear of...
Peeing on.
Oh.
Somebody.
No. Fear of other people's opinions may be quietly holding many of us back. Often compared to FOMO, or fear of missing out, FOPO refers to the anxiety that stems from worrying about how others perceive us. Tom, you have FOPO big time.
You think he does?
I know I do, probably.
Yes.
Doing comedy, you have to go out there and get people to like you.
Yeah.
Man, I feel the
opposite. I feel like even to work here, you can't have that.
It's
like,
very freeing. You.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about the opinions any of you have.
You worry about strangers. You worry about a lot of things.
FOPO. Because I know people who have FOMO terminally. They really have that bad.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre to me, too.
I have the opposite.
I have a fear of getting older and having to being forced to eat dog food.
Oh, really?
It's called Alpo.
No. I don't know that an applause is necessary.
No, because it would be much funnier if Alpo started with an F, but I will grant you it does have 4 letters.
It has the po.
And it's got the po. I say, this judge says A.
Let's look to the board. Yes, I've awarded it.
Well accepted.
Psychologist Dr. Michael Gervais calls it a hidden epidemic, one that drains mental energy and fosters an unhealthy reliance on outside validation. This is all because of social media, I believe.
I
didn't even read ahead.
This has existed also, though.
Yeah, but social media makes it worse.
Of course.
And that's what he says, exposing people to the curated highlights of others' lives and fueling constant comparison.
Well, that's a good way to put it. Curated highlights.
Yeah.
That is what people
it
post.
Is.
Yeah, because,
yeah,
I mean, they're not going to, hey, here we are on the beach. They're not going to, well, here's the terrible rash I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's...
And thank goodness they're not.
Here's my wife kicking me out of the hotel You know, it's always just the here we are.
But I think social media should be curated highlights. It makes sense to me that that's what it is.
I think it should be required. You have to take pictures at certain specific times, no matter what you're doing.
There is a challenge.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. There's a similar challenge like that. But I think that's a good idea.
So kind of it's the 10:15. Got to take a picture. Really?
Huh.
But right now I'm putting in my hemorrhoid cream. Too bad.
Putting it in?
A lot of hits. Going on Facebook.
Does that go in?
I don't know. I've never had hemorrhoids.
I went on the outside.
I've never had
really
it.
Nervous. I'm
putting in my
to push back against FOPO, Dr. Gervais recommends.
I've been taking it orally. Is that
developing a strong sense of personal purpose, something bigger than yourself that can serve as a compass when navigating self-doubt and public pressure.
That's been my favorite thing about getting older, is caring less and less. Like, I think that's
it's
what comes with it, right?
Not to care too much.
Yeah.
Now, you want to care some.
Yeah. Care about anything or just...
No, about people's opinions like those
it's
things.
So true.
Yeah.
I don't care none.
No, you don't?
No. I got people upset me because I didn't wear sleeves in church last Sunday. Is it hell? Oh,
well, that can...
God likes my sweaty armpits.
He does he?
Take a whiff. That's right.
They go, well, I'd rather not.
I think they brought Jesus back from the dead, took a big whiff of these. That's right.
Speaking of that, what makes it smell bad?
Sir, I'm just trying to go into this cat.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.